Well, I mean, Gary's always been a guy that's prepared as if he's been a starter his whole career. So, I mean, it's just a credit to him, his work ethic, you know, his preparation, and just having the opportunity. And he certainly made the most of it.
Did you always know about his hands, or is that something that's the catches he's been able to make?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's been a couple catches that you really don't see very often that are certainly splash plays. But, he's always had good hands, consistent, reliable hands, and I think that's important certainly for that position because, you're constantly asked to make contested catches over the middle with people around you, whereas if you're outside on the perimeter, they're more just one-on-one balls. So, he certainly is a guy, and all the guys that play that position have to have good hands.
Are you noticing differences in coverage now that he's kind of emerged as one of these top pass catchers?
Yeah, I think, with anything, defenses have to choose if they're going to protect the inside of the field or the outside of the field, and I think that's the nice thing when you have a tight end that can control the middle of the field. You put the defense in a little bit of a bind, and some weeks they're going to take away the middle. You throw it outside. Other weeks they're going to take away the outside, and you get opportunities in the middle.
And just speaking for the position in general, it seems like there's guys like Gary and Gronk, where even though they know they're red zone targets and stuff like that, the teams have a tough time stopping. What makes tight ends around that area?
Well, I think anytime size is always a matchup issue. It may not necessarily be the speed, but it's the size and the body and. It's hard to go through those guys that are 250 pounds, and, Gronk's as good as it gets, So I think size has a lot to do with it. If you have ball skills and are able to high point the football and have an idea of how the coverage is going to play down there, you see that those opportunities can develop.
And what have you seen from – you had four guys on the active roster, but usually using Dre and Barnage primarily in the games and everything like that. What – are they playing more than you might have anticipated with snaps or anything like that, or how is that?
No, I mean, that's usually varies week to week by game plan. Some weeks you may need to have another guy up at this position because of the matchups, because of what the defense or offense that we're playing that week presents. So we're going to be a little bit more heavy in this coverage or in this personnel grouping. Injuries play a role in that. So I think that varies week to week. And what you try to do is get the guys up that week to give you the best opportunity to win the football game.
And what have you thought about them with the running game, how they've kind of been blocking and everything like that so far?
The tight ends?
Tight ends, yeah.
I mean, sure. I mean, we've, those guys have been doing this now in this run scheme for 2 years, and they've done a good job. They've been solid. They're going to go out there and get a hat on their guy and give great effort. And like anything, the guys on the other side of the field are professionals, and it's going to be a battle each week. In some blocks we're going to win, and other blocks we would like to be a little bit better on.
And just speaking in general, just seems like, I don't know the numbers, but the tight end production around the league is, it seems like at an all-time high, the amount of guys putting up big numbers and everything like that. Are you seeing a change in philosophy around the league?
I think it's always been there in the league, but it just probably gets publicized more. But I think anytime you have a chance to have big guys, those 6'4", 6'5", guys running down the middle, and able to use their body, I mean, it presents problems for defensive players because typically on their side of the ball, guys that are that big are 280 pounds, so they're not, going down the field to cover.
When you see kind of injuries at the wide receiver position like there is this week and there was a couple weeks ago, is there more, do you notice different coverage on your guys, or do they kind of trying to step up and be more part of the passing game even more than they usually are?
Yeah, I think that's just whatever, how defenses want to game plan. I think you go in saying, hey, we want to take away these people and we want to make them beat us in this area. And that, you never really know till the game starts. You can kind of project how you think they're going to play it, but that's really you get a sense of that within the first quarter of a game, what the game plan is going to be for the defense that week.
What kind of development have you seen from EJ throughout the year, even though he hasn't really been able to?
EJ's working hard. He's working hard in the classroom, learning the NFL game, all the demands that go in with it. But I'm very happy with his work ethic and how he's going about his business every day, being a pro, because that's the learning curve too for these rookies. It's a long season, and we talked about it the other day. I mean, it's 14 games in when you consider, the regular season and the preseason. His college season's over. So we got six more now, and it is just like it's day one when you walked in this building, and that's got to be our mindset, where we're going to get better every day and, you know, take it one day at a time.
I know he's only been back for about a week and a half, but just the attitude maybe of Randall coming
back.
Oh,
it's great to have Randall out. Yeah, he's been awesome in the meeting room. You know, he's got two great veterans to learn from with, you know, Jim and Gary, and his preparation has been great, been taking notes. But it was good to finally see him on the grass running around and being able to actually physically do things.